In this leader feeder, we look at how you can become more self-aware and self-reflective. You may have wondered, are great leaders born or made? While having certain personality characteristics might make it easier to succeed as a leader, most leaders are made over time based on their experiences, the training and coaching that they've received, and through their own self-awareness and self-reflection. Getting feedback from others can help you be a better leader, but nearly all feedback is provided through the filter and bias of the person providing the feedback. Your own self-reflection is a valuable tool in your growth as a leader. So here are three tips to become more self-aware and more self-reflective. Tip number one, assess your current strengths. Hopefully you've had the good fortune to work for a great leader at some point in your career, and if you have, then you can assess your behavior in relation to the standard set by that person. Or you can use a leadership assessment like the one we include in our frontline leadership training program. Tip number two, identify opportunities for improvement. To avoid overloading yourself with too many areas at once, select a few behaviors that you want to work on that will give you the biggest impact on your leadership effectiveness. Instead of viewing these areas as weaknesses, view them as opportunities for further strengthening. And tip number three, make changes and observe results. Making improvements means changing your leadership behavior and approach, and then observing the impact on your team's performance. You likely have developed a comfort zone where you have a mixture of both functional and dysfunctional behaviors. When you decide to change your approach, it might take some of your team members by surprise. Some leadership changes will have an immediate positive impact, while others might take a little longer to show results. And some of the positive changes you make might not work the first time, so have the perseverance to keep trying and adjusting your approach until you see the desired results. And then continue to be self-reflective so you can take the next positive step in your leadership journey. As you work on being a more self-reflective and self-aware leader, you'll likely be able to tap into some of our resources at frontlineleadership.com, or you'll want to connect with other like-minded leaders on our Facebook page.